Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening, wrapping up our program tonight, talking with the head football coach of the Rolling Story Norseman, Matt Finn, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Hey, it's always great to talk with you, Quinn. Thanks for having me.
So as we take a look, obviously this team, you know, going through the offseason workouts and now getting into the, you know, the week of camp, the unofficial start of the season, official practice starts next week. You know, I think most of the athletes are aware that there's a lot lofty expectations with this program, with how the last couple of years have gone, what it is built to, with such a senior laden team coming into this season, and just throughout the offseason workouts and now getting into this first week of camp and then practice next week. Just what have you seen from this group that has stood out to you and the staff and has you guys, you know, excited to finally put on the helmets, put on the pads and start getting ready for the season?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, you know, coaches and players probably look at the preseason a little bit differently. We look at how little of time we've got with them to get ready for week one. And this might be a little bit of a journey for some of them, feeling like some longer days. But our hope is that a lot of that solid senior leadership that we've got will kind of show those younger guys yet too, again, like how important and how critical it is and how much improving we can do over the next few weeks to get ready for that time. Like you said, experience is a blessing in that regard. We've got, you know, like as much as the seniors coming back, we've got our staff back too. And we've added another coach too. And Coach Bill Huebner this year, who's been another great set of eyes. And so, yeah, we're fired up here, to get to work and hopefully, you know, like everything can go good and put the pads on next week and it'll feel like real football.
And breaking down this roster, first on the offensive side, you bring back one of the more prolific connections in the passing game in the entire state, regardless of class, with Colin Willis and Luke Thorson, that top combination that, you know, had well over 1,000 yards between the two a season ago. You lose your running back and Cody Long, but you bring back two guys that were expected to carry a lot of the load last year in Piston Carlson and Ben Mazik, who were missed due to injury. You bring back most of your receiving core. The offensive line, while there may be some inexperience in terms of on-field play, it's still a very veteran offensive line in terms of being juniors and seniors, so on and so forth. Just when you look at the offense and the expectations they have for themselves, just what have you seen from what this offense might be able to accomplish this season?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because, you know, even in a place where we really only had about three seniors that played a significant amount of offensive snaps last year, it's still a whole new configuration. And obviously, like, we know some of the chemistry and capability of different people. Like, it's a new team and takes on kind of a new identity of its own. And I would say, the hope with some of that returning experience is that we can maybe not make as many of those early mistakes and kind of just pick up where we left off. And of course, we're still young in some terms, as far as experience in some spots. But yeah, the hope is that we just keep learning and getting a little bit better every day and every week.
And looking at the defensive side of the football, maybe a little bit more to replace on the defensive side. You're losing some key guys in the back end, especially guys like a Blake Larson, a Cody Long, are the two namely that come to mind. Defensive line, you have most of your production back, and in the linebacking core brings back almost all of its production from a season ago. So on paper, again, looking like another strong group on the defensive side, just in what you guys have been able to see throughout the offseason, what has stood out to what the defense might be able to accomplish?
Yeah, I think, again, you lose, like you said, you lose a couple guys there like Cody and Blake on the back end, and you start going, well, those are some big shoes to fill. And I think, you know, Cody had been a 3-year guy for us and Blake, most of a 2-year guy for us. And the hope is that, And I think it's there too. I think there's going to be some guys You'll see we've got Cooper Triggs, Braden Kilstoff, Sam Scarrow, guys like that that are going to be dueling for some of those spots back there. And the hope is that they kind of take a nod from those guys that have come before them too, and play with that same level of reckless abandon and physicality that we saw out of those two guys. And I know that's a big ask. Those are some special guys, but the hope is that, you know, that iron is sharpened iron over time here, and these new guys are ready for their spot.
And obviously you talk about how quickly the season, now games come around. You know, it won't be too much longer before we're talking about the scrimmage with Gilbert on the 21st, and then the season opener at home against Pella Christian on the 28th. And from that time period, between that time period and where we are now, what are some things you and the staff in particular are looking at maybe for in terms of improvement, or areas you want to see stand out early on and during throughout the preseason camp in the first couple weeks to practice?
Yeah, I think the thing that we're just waiting to find out here is just how physical we can be in the box, and really on both sides of the ball, of bringing the physicality to another team. And I think that gets a little tricky. You know, we're chomping at the bit right now. We still don't get to put pads on until next Wednesday, but that's the key. I think the back end, I think the passing game, I think all those things are great, but games are won and lost in the trenches. And so that's kind of, I wouldn't call it a question mark, but it's just one of those things that we're excited to see where we're at with that, and how much we can grow in that and still have physical practices and find ways to stay healthy and ready to go to take on our opponents.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck here with preseason practice and the camp, as well as scrimmages and game week one coming up before we know it.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Quinn.
Yeah, that was Matt Finn, the head football coach of the Rolling Story Norseman, here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. That does it for our program this Monday evening. We take you to the top of the hour next.